Coming to you live from Central Texas, it's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the great conversation. And now, here's the host of Let's Talk, Eric Jackson! All right, y'all. Good afternoon and happy Monday to you. It is Monday, y'all. 1 week before what that day called? They call what that day they call it? That day there. Well, y'all go out and spend all your money on them things they call gifts. But anyway, hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And today is what, Open Mic Monday? I think that's what today. Yeah, Open Mic Monday. So, you know, on Open Mic Monday, no telling what kind of conversation we're going to get into. But you know what? We're going to get into something. That's right. We're going to get into something. And so, hey, y'all, how was your weekend? Hope everybody had a good weekend. You know, I know it was kind of hard coming off Friday. You know, so hopefully everybody, you know, taking their time to, you know, reflect and you know, say a little extra prayer for the victims and the families up there in Connecticut. Yeah, you know, but yeah, and I also want to say, you know, give a shout out to my brother, you know, rest in peace, Van. Hey, it's been a year, but you're gone but not forgotten, little brother. You're gone but not forgotten. But anyway, you know, that is what it is. Hey, I see you out there, Supreme. What's going on, man? So y'all, you know, being that today is Friday. I mean, I'm sorry, today is Monday, and given what happened Friday, I think we're going to have to talk about some, you're going to get a little more conversation going on here about that gun thing. You know, we're going to chat it up here a little while until, you know, maybe the council show up. I see one member already, so just got to wait for the rest of the council to show up, and we're going to get this conversation going here. I also want to say rest in peace to another black business gone under. Yeah, my little barbecue place, man. I tell you, it's hard out here for a business, man. It's hard. You hear me? Nah, you know, they say they're going under, you know, what they say, they redoing the company. So we'll see how far that go. But for the present time, they just closed. So, man, I'm going to miss that place because I'm telling you, man, the food was outstanding. But, you know. When the money's not there, the money's not there, you know. But what y'all could do, you know, if you want to, y'all can send donations. You know, I give it to him and see if that help any. But I don't know how much he needs. I didn't ask him that, you know what I mean? But anyway, you know, it is what it is. So what y'all did over the weekend, man? What happened over the weekend? You know, I think there was another incident, too, if I'm not mistaken, in Alabama. Where somebody went in and decided to shoot up some damn gone hospitals. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. You know, it's just amazing to me at what is really going on in this country as far as guns. And I know. You can't take guns away from everybody. Yes, yes, yes. We done heard that. We know that. Now, everybody talking about, well, we can limit how people get assault weapons and all that great stuff. But let's think about this, y'all. You can't even stop drugs from coming in. Let alone talking about assault weapons. Come on. If you can't, you know, if the crooks can get them, what makes you think they still can't continue to get them? What are you gonna do? Huh? What are you gonna do? Some say, well, what we have to do is do a better profile, a better mental profile of these people. Well, you know, the shooter Friday, the weapons didn't even belong to him personally. They belonged to his mother. You know who had gotten them? What? Legally. So, I mean, Oh, Lord have mercy. What is it we can do, y'all? What is it we can do? You know, I don't know. I don't, you know, everybody keeps screaming the Second Amendment and, you know, my right to carry arms and all that good stuff. Well, I understand that. I really do. But yet we still got people, you know, taking advantage of that and shooting up other people. You know, of course, now. And here's the king. You know, everybody, you know, every time we have a shooting, that's the first thing everybody yell, gun control, gun control, gun control. But if gun control was so easy to do, and if it was so easy to set up something to stop the guns from coming in, so here's my question. Why hasn't anybody done it? Why hasn't it been done already? You know what I mean? And that is what I'm saying, y'all. You know, everybody wants to say this, but everybody's coming up with what we need to do, but nobody's coming up with any solutions to how we can fix this. Of course, you have the NRA. You know, they don't want, you know, they dead set against anybody taking guns away. You know, and they have the lobbyists on Capitol Hill that make sure, you know, nobody really goes for the big thing to take your guns away. Because, Lord, help you if the government takes all our guns away, we're at the government's will, man. I mean, we really ain't going to be able to do nothing. Then the government going to come in and take over everything. Well, guess what? The government already got guns, y'all. So they got tanks. They got planes. So if they really wanted to do something, I think, you know, we'd be already at that, you know. But then again, you know, we Americans, we can handle this thing. We can take it. We will fight till we die. But how many more our kids got to die first? You know what I mean? Hey, Nav, I see you out there. You know, you know, all of a sudden gun control, the poll on gun, there's a poll done on gun control and support for gun control is very high. Everybody wants gun control now. Everybody needs to get, let's stop the shooting. Let's stop the violence. Let's take the guns. Let's take the guns. Let's take the guns. But how? You know what I'm saying? How are we going to get the guns? It's one thing to say, let's take them, let's take them, let's do this, let's do that. But what is the solution, y'all? You know, every time, you know, and me and Joe talked about this, you know, Friday, name is solution. You know, it's one thing to take the guns, to say, let's take it, let's take it, let's take them, 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 let's take them. And that's how it goes. You know, as soon as something happens, everybody's screaming, yelling. Then it gets quiet and quiet and quiet and quiet and quiet till you don't hear it no more, right? Till, once again, something happens, and then everybody's outraged again. And then we got everybody going crazy now. We need to stop this. We need to do this, and we need to do that. But what is going on in the meantime? Huh? What is going on in the meantime? What is being done to stop this then? I'm just saying. A now says we need to stop letting the bleeding hearts of America have control of everything and bring the death penalty to every state with no excuses. She also says don't take the guns but make the laws more harsh. And you know what, A now? I say the same thing. But today's society is so politically involved and want to be so politically correct to, we can't do that. We can't put, no, not the death penalty. You know, oh, well, you know, the death chair, the electric chair is just too harsh on the criminals. Hell, they criminals, y'all. They criminals. Now, I know some say, well, you know, it's been proven in lately that, you know, some of them are innocent. Well, yeah. Okay, say 1% to 2% are innocent, but what about the other 98, 99% of them that deserve to be in there and deserve to be strapped up to old Sparky? Oh, we so humane now. We just give them a shot in the arm or we fill it with gas. Who cares how they die? La-di-di-di-di-di-di. Hook them up to old Sparky. That's right. You know, but no, we'd rather have them sit in prison for 140 years, yeah, like that's really going to happen. I don't think we got any Moses or anybody around here. You know what I mean? We need to start criminalizing the parents of these children even on their first defense. You know, that may be a solution. That may be a solution. You know, it just might be a solution. Hey, y'all, I see some of y'all coming in, y'all just getting to the show. Hey, it's Open Mic Monday. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. So, you know, it's Open Mic Monday. So if there's something you want to talk about, hey, come on and talk to me. We talk about anything on Monday. Hey, you just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Join me in my chat room. Just sign into www.blogtalkradio.com or your local social media site, Facebook, MySpace, whatever you're using. Get in the chat room and talk to me. Or you can hit me up on the Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson on Facebook.com. And, of course, Twitter, Driven4FORLife62. So I think those are all the ways you can get in contact with me and join the show today. So, now, back to what I was speaking of. So, you know, as I was saying, you know, there's always something that can be done. But the question is, are we going to sit down and take the time to work on it? And that's the key. Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to get up and jump around like the song said, but nobody wants to take the time to work on a viable solution. Let's see who we have on the call on the phones. Good afternoon. You're on Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Uh-oh, Eric, you said viable solution. That was my...
Yeah, that's what.
What do you need a solution to today? What's the problem?
The problem is everybody gives some ram about gun control, but nobody's coming up with a solution to solve this gun problem we seem to be having. Well, I don't say it's a gun problem; it's just the violence we're having with guns lately. It seems to be
it's a people problem. It's not really a gun problem. A gun problem is when someone accidentally drops a gun and it discharges. And even that's a people problem. But we're talking about a heart problem, a people problem. And until, you know, I think I said this before, I've talked about this on several shows, when you take accountability away from people, you tell them they are a happenstance, they're the product of chance, their lives are meaningless, and they're going nowhere, they came from nowhere, and they're going into nothingness, then, of course, you create the recipe for this because you have no real personal accountability. Now, do you think that guy went to hell?
Talk about that.
People have to have a personal accountability, and not just to you or just to me. Sometimes Stan and I battle over this issue, although without conclusiveness. And if man is the highest authority that you have, okay, have at it. That's it. And if you don't have a personal, if there isn't a God or a God concept within the minds of young people, you're going to end up exactly with what you have today in stereo. So that's the point. You've got to teach young people that there's purpose in life. If people who are on the edge, and there are borderline personalities and this sort of thing, but even they respond to, you know, the notion of God or God consciousness. But when they're told, bump that, forget that, you know, you're nothing, you're a cosmic accident, you're cosmic dust, you're a product of primordial slime. Therefore, life is meaningless. When you teach that kind of stuff, there are consequences to that. And
all right.
Also, I haven't heard this guy. I was battling with the racist and the white separatist a-holes, and I pointed out to one how if this had been a person of color, he would have been a monster. He would have been an animal. I said, you son of a bitch, where is that kind of nomenclature placed upon this guy? Because this was evil. This was an act of pure evil. So, you know, you have the racial issue, You have the lack of morality issue, personal responsibility issue, and this sort of thing. So when you have the recipe that we have whipped up, we've baked this cake very well, and we're eating it right now.
All right. Well, you brought
Stan. I should
up,
say
man.
We're choking on it.
Yes, we choking hard. But here comes Stan, so let's bring Stan in.
I have a point that really I'm concerned about. I don't know what duration this will raise, but a dog shitting on the sidewalk. It doesn't matter what communities I visit, because I frequent, you know, I love the parks and the and frequenting different communities, and I notice these filthy, filthy, filthy dog owners are not picking up after their dog. I think, you know, I'm contemplating getting on the city council and pushing for passing a pooper scooper law, or a law that will fine these bastards at least $100. If you're walking your dog, you know your dog shits. Have your bag to pick that shit up. I mean, they have huge signs posted in some of the most you know, frequented places, Griffith Park and so on and so forth. Pet waste causes disease. So let's sorry ass dog owners, and we appreciate the ones who do pick up their dog shit. Sorry ass dog owners to start owning up and being responsible for your pet. Pick up your pet's shit. What do you think about that?
Well, Mr. Solution, for once, I disagree with you, what you said, that we need the God concept and everything. I don't need no God concept to know my purpose in life.
I knew that would flesh Stan out.
I don't need no God concept to know what I need to do. I don't need no God concept to know morality or things like that.
You don't, Stan. We're not talking about you. You're not a gunman.
Mr. Solution, let me see. I want to finish what I said.
Sure.
Many people don't. And the thing of trying to scare people and children, they, you got to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, no. It's about about time that we tell people that you will have conflict in your life, that you need to be accountable for what you do, that you need to have responsibility in your life, that we have to start with the blaming game. We gotta educate the young people that stop protecting them and stop saying to them that if you do this, or anything you do, there's consequence for every action you do. If you decide to treat somebody wrongly, there's a consequence for that. If you decide to cheat, there's a consequence for that. We don't teach responsibility anymore or accountability. We don't teach parents that if you bring a kid in this world, it is your duty to sit down with your kid and to listen to him. It is not your duty as a parent to just leave your kid, watch TV for the rest of their life and say, oh, yes, I think I'm doing my job as a parent. You're not.
Okay, Stan, let me – had you finished?
Go ahead.
All right, look here. I don't know if you've ever seen window – by the way, do you agree that people should pick up their dog shit?
I have a dog that pick up all my shit, and some people don't and some people do. I do.
Okay, right. So we agree on that. All right, now let's get down to another issue of lesser importance. I'm teasing. But look here, you've seen window washers, correct?
Yes.
And you know they have at least two backup safety lines, correct?
Yes.
All right. So I agree with you 100% on teaching responsibility. But Stan, some people need more. They need a backup safety strap. And some people, even if you say to some people all the things about being responsible, I don't know if you've heard the MASH, the actual words to the MASH song. It promotes suicide.
Yes,
life does have exhaust. Life has, it does have consequences. It has frustrations. And I'm going to say to you, although personal responsibility is phenomenal, and I agree with that 100%, I live that, but over and above that, people still need a level of comfort.
Well, your level of comfort is first loving yourself, number one.
Well, yeah, I got you there. I got you there. But even think about the safety straps. And we're not talking about for people like you, although you have quite a few years to go, all things being equal, and you may even change your position on this. But I'm telling you, if people feel that they are the essential product of nothingness, then, of course, that's going
where
to have
a problem. Why do we tell people that they're essential part of nothingness? You can't,
well, because ultimately, if there is no God, let's just contemplate for a moment, although that's stupid, but let's contemplate there is no God. Mm-hmm. If there is no God, then, of course, you are, as some theorists have said, you're a cosmic accident. And it really doesn't matter what happens to you.
Oh, you're not cosmic accident.
Wait a minute. Let me finish the point. If people are simply the result of not really chance, but the interaction of inert matter, brainless, mindless matter, ultimately, then you're going to have a problem giving people purpose. Because a lot of people are going to see through that. If you told me, I don't care about how society has developed. If I'm ultimately worthless, then of course that's going to be manifested in my life at some juncture.
Let's go there first of all. First of all, to any people that think that they came in this world and they're worthless and everything, study a little bit biology to find out how you were born in this world. Let's go there. First of all, every one of us was doing a race, and there was 20 million people doing the same race to do one thing, to go to basically was born here. 20 million sperm was fighting and doing whatever they needed to do one thing to bring life. You won that race. So you had more chance of winning the lottery than coming in this world. So that's number one. I would tell that the truth, which is the truth, which is proven biologically. You're already a winner in this world. Now, what you do about it is a different thing. What we're talking about is psychology. We're talking about potential. Every human being has unlimited potential. Every one of us has. Now, what you do about it is still your choice. It comes to life is done by one thing, people. Choices you make. Decisions. You could choose to feel awful or you could choose to feel great. That's a choice. You could choose to focus on bad things that's happening in your life or you could focus on good things that's happening in your life. That's a choice.
Well, Stan, actually, you're saying the same thing conclusively. Look, what I'm saying is, if your philosophy is sufficient for you, God bless you. However, you got to understand this, Stan, which you're being a brick to. That's not sufficient for a culture.
Why is it not sufficient for a culture to believe that they're
because
winners? Let's take your philosophy. Let's take this.
Wait a minute. Let me answer your question. You ask a great question because it's insufficient to meet their needs. Because people can say, I've done all that you've said.
Okay, what's the need of every human being we have in common? What do we all want to be?
Say again?
What's the common thing that we all want in our life?
Well, there are a number of common things. I would say people want purpose. They want love. They want opportunity. They want respect. They want to be heard. I think those are some fundamental things that people want. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, but there's even something more fundamental than that.
Okay, what is it? Lay it on me.
We want to be happy. All of us.
Okay, you're right. The pursuit of happiness. The pursuit of happiness.
Yes.
That's what our preamble to the Constitution. I consider it the Constitution, but nevertheless, the pursuit of happiness. Go ahead.
Yeah, we want to be happy. It comes back to one thing: we all want to be happy. Now,
are you happy?
Happiness has a different definition for all of us.
Wait a minute. Well, happy. I think a better word. Happy means happenstance. I think a better word would be fulfilled.
Yeah, okay, fulfill, yes, true. Fulfill is a better word, true.
Yeah,
fulfill,
because I can be...
We all want to feel fulfilled.
I can feel fulfilled regardless of my life circumstances, assuming there are more positives on the ledger than negatives, But happiness just means I'm emotional. I go with whatever is happening to me at the moment. So I think fulfillment is a better concept.
Yes, fulfillment. I agree with you. Fulfillment. So we want to all be fulfilled. So how do we feel that fulfillment?
Well, the Constitution points out that liberty is the first essential in the pursuit of happiness, because that is the primary objective of government, is to prevent and to present an environment where people can pursue happiness. Notice what it said. It didn't say happiness or fulfillment, you know. It said the pursuit. So there's no guarantee that one will arrive at fulfillment, but they have the right to pursue it.
But don't you think, Mr. Solution, we all have that right to pursue it. Now, some people are going to pursue that happiness and some people are not, right?
Right. But, okay. But Stan,
now let's go to the people who are not. Why are those people not doing it?
Right.
Why are those people not doing what they need to do to pursue their happiness, whatever happiness they want in their life?
Well, I agree, but Stan, ultimately, human beings need purpose. They need authority. They need reasons. They need justifications. And by you saying there's no God, you have both of your feet firmly planted in midair, okay, because you're here. And I don't think you've ever dealt with this, so I'll just pop it on you. The deepest philosophical question that has ever been asked, get ready, Eric. Give me a drum roll for this.
Why am I here?
The deepest philosophical question that has ever been asked is,
why am I here?
No. A little bit deeper than that. Why is there anything rather than nothing?
No. That's not my deepest philosophy.
But you don't understand. You haven't allowed that to process, first of all.
Hold on, let me bring Supreme in. He's been waiting for a minute.
Wait, Eric, did you get that?
I got that.
I don't think Stan allowed that to process.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. He ain't let it sink in yet. But
this is Monday. That is the most profound question of all philosophical inquiry.
All right, Supreme, you on.
Can you guys hear me properly?
We can hear you.
Can I be heard?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this is a good reasoning. I like this reasoning. And I don't disagree with Stan or Mr. Solutions. I think, Stan, what you want to say is that we should see God within ourselves, you know, because we're the only ones, you know, if we want to look for God, it's at the edge of our hands, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think greatness comes from inside of us, instead of looking at a book or something that is, and potentially inside of us, and we need to do the work that we need to do to become the great people that we can be. All greatness is inside of everybody. Now, to do something about it, that's your choice. But the potential of greatness is inside.
Other than just uttering the words, what the hell do you disagree with what I said?
My arguments are
logically tight. What do you disagree with other than just uttering that?
I never said me. You're talking to me.
Yes.
I never said I disagreed with anything that you said. I said
you disagreed. Okay, my mistake.
I agree with Stan, but I said I think Stan wanted to say that we should see God within ourselves.
Well, that's okay, because I think mankind reflects the image of God, indeed, yes. But see, what Stan has to realize at one day, even his strong position anchored in himself may fail him.
Why? Why would it fail me?
It will, but it might.
Why will it fail me?
Well, have you ever been wrong about anything?
Of course I have.
How do you know that you're not wrong about this?
Because I strongly believe with every fiber of my being.
Yeah, you believe, but you haven't proof. You have proof, my son.
No, I don't have proof. That's a belief. And until it's been proven otherwise, I don't believe in that concept of God. And God has never been proven.
The thing of it is, you haven't adequately considered. Now, I will redirect. I asked you the question just a moment ago, and the question I was getting at is the question of essence and aseity, self-existence. Because the thing of it is, if anything exists now, something always had to exist. Why do I say that? Because logically, you can't get something from nothing. So you've got to deal with that. You've got to deal with creation.
But I could say that the universe always existed, and there you go. I just completed your thing. I don't.
But the second law of thermodynamics would strongly disagree with you, and I encourage you to read the work of Dr. Stephen Hawking and also Dr. Stephen Weinberg, who is a Nobel-winning.
Get the work of Lawrence.
Let me finish. Go ahead, and then I'll finish.
Cosmology that explains that we don't need any God.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Lawrence Cross.
We shouldn't look outside ourselves, you should say, Stan.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, are you familiar with Dr. Steven Weinberg, a Nobel Prize winner in physics at the University of Texas at Austin? Are you familiar with his work?
No, I'm not familiar with his work.
All right, you should read his book. It's called the first 3 seconds after the Big Bang.
But what kind of God are you talking about, Mr. Solutions? A mystery God? A supreme creator? Is that what you're talking about?
What was that first thing you said? You broke up. Supreme creator is fine, or supernatural being, yes. But listen, the point I made to him... We don't have to start with arguing God. We can start with dealing with existence itself. And we know that nothing can create itself. That's a logical impossibility, because a thing that created itself would have to exist before it was. And that just makes no sense. So if you can follow this, I don't mean to be too recondite with you guys on Monday. I've had my cup of coffee, by the way. Well, I wish I had. But the point is something has the power of being. That's the most powerful word in the English language, be. Because without be or being, everything else is moot. So something has the power of being. And see, Stanley can't answer that. The second law of thermodynamics refutes.
Mr. Solution, I've answered it. The universe was always there.
No, that's bullshit, Stan. Are you familiar with the second law of thermodynamics?
But the thing is, Mr. Solution...
Wait. Answer my question. Are you familiar with the second law of thermodynamics?
Of course I am.
All right. Well, what does the second law of thermodynamics say in gist? Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Mr. Solution.
What does it say in gist? What's the essence of the second law of thermodynamics?
To have something in this world, we need to have created something. Nothing comes. You can't create something without nothing.
That's the second law of thermodynamics?
In a gist, but I know where you're going.
What the second law of thermodynamics, just for those who are interested, is the most proven law in science. It's called the decay, D-E-C-A-Y, decay law. That means everything moves from a state of order to disorder. You're born, you die. You build something, ultimately...
You're cutting, Mr. Solution.
Excuse me?
Mr. Solution?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought you were cutting. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying to you is the second law of thermodynamics argues for a beginning. Something started at a certain point in time, then over time it loses heat and organization. Are you familiar with that now?
Yes. Just
the law, in fact.
Your point is that if the Big Bang was done, something had to be created before the Big Bang. That's your whole point.
Look at it this way. The Big Bang could be seen as the egg of creation.
Yeah,
what hatched that egg? What caused What caused the Big Bang?
Exactly, but I could come to you, what caused God?
Well, okay, but you, okay, now I'll answer that for you.
Uh-oh.
And then you would tell me, no,
I'll answer that for you. I can answer that for you.
But I know the answer you're going to tell me. God is almighty. God is always been present.
No. Don't answer for me. Let me answer for myself.
So why did it create God?
Okay, first of all, when you talk about a being that has aseity, and I encourage you to look that word up, self-creation, while self-creation is a logical impossibility, self-existence is perfectly reasonable. Something has being in itself in order for there to be anything. It has to have being. God doesn't need a creator. God is the creator.
Exactly. But that's where you have problems. You can't go there. Because like you keep on saying...
Well, you can't go there because you... Okay, let me say this. You may just have a blockage or you're intellectually dishonest.
No, you're
I would have
dishonest.
To talk
you
to you more
it.
To find
you
out if you are
intellectually...
Wait. Let me say this. Bottom line, most people who are not intellectually dishonest with respect to God, and God can be easily proven, but
no,
some people
see,
just
no,
don't
no,
want
no,
an authority
no,
in their lives.
You're saying God can be easily
proven. Wait a minute.
Proven.
Okay, go
what,
ahead.
What is your proof that God can be easily proven? Because it's never been proven, Mr. Sulcha, and you know
why
that.
Why is there something rather than nothing?
That doesn't
that's
prove
the
God.
Proof
that's
of God
proof.
Right there.
No, that,
that's
that
A cannot equal none A.
That is a hypothesis of something that you're coming up with. And
Hold on. How is existentialism a hypothesis? That's silly, Stan.
No, but...
Hey, brother, solutions. Do you
prove
that?
That is a good question, but that does not prove God. You have no proof.
It may not prove God, but I tell you what it does prove.
No,
it proves something has being within itself.
You're not being honest. It does not
because,
prove
Stan, you're not even listening. You're just rattling.
Let me say something.
You know that God has never...
Wait a minute. Can any of the rest of you speak up and understand this question, even though it may not have ever been asked to you before? If anything exists, anything, then something has the power of being because nothing... If we had nothing as opposed to something, well then there would always be what? Nothing.
But Mr. Solution,
you can't get something from nothing.
Mr. Solution, you just said a concept that you don't even have, and I'm asking you. You need to read a book that's called Universe of Nothing by Lawrence Krauss that talks about what you just said.
What's the gist of the book? Does he ask that question first of all? Why is there anything?
Yes, Mr. Solution, does
he deal with that question?
Yes, it does.
Okay, then you tell me what he said. What did he say?
I don't know everything that he said. I'm telling you that's a book. I'm going to go get the book that you told me to read, but I'm telling you, you need to read that book about Lawrence Krauss.
Well, no. That's fine about reading the book, and I may pick it up, but I'm asking you, how does he cross the bridge of getting that anything exists? Why does anything exist?
Well, he believed that nothing is not the same concept of nothing is not like nothing. Like, we don't even know the concept of nothing.
Wait a minute. Yes, we do. So, in other words, he's saying nothing is actually something?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well,
and you can tell him I said that.
Wait, Mr. Solution, before saying it's bullshit, he is a PhD in physics.
It doesn't matter. He may be a PhD in his defined field. But wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Stan.
Go ahead. Before you said it's bullshit, you don't know what
he said. Wait, Stan, hold on a minute.
Don't forget, I'm interpreting what he said.
Stan, let me respond to you. PhDs also have biases. And I could ask him a few questions because whatever he says has to conform to the language. That was what Dr. Steven Weinberg took Dr. Stephen Hawking to task on. Because Stephen Hawking was saying that at one point, he was saying that God is a mathematical concept. And Dr. Weinberg told him, no, you're misusing language. You can't. He said, I don't even believe in God. First of all, I'm an atheist, but I will not allow you to misuse the language in an untraditional way, unconventional way that you are. God is a supreme being by the
God
historical definition.
God is a concept. It is not a supreme being that's been proven, Mr. Solution. It's never been proven. No.
All right, but what I'm saying to you again, I'm not going to move from this point. Instead of giving me a bunch of gibberish about nothing actually being something, let's talk about absolute nothing. And how do you get?
That question that you're asking me is a good question, but
I know it's a good question. That's why I'm asking you to deal with it and stop dodging it.
Let me finish. Let me just finish. That is a good question, and I can answer it one way. I can tell you I don't know, and I'd rather hear I don't know than come with the concept that God did it.
All right, hold on. I'll answer that. I can answer that because I can tell you everything has to conform to two laws. The law of non-contradiction, A cannot equal non-A at the same time and in the same relationship. And number two, things must follow the transitive law of equality. If A equals B and B equals C, then C equals A. And they confirm and verify each other. I'm telling you that if anything exists, a speck, an atom, a molecule, something has to have a being in order for anything to exist.
And I'm telling you that we don't know if it does need a being or not. We don't
I just gave you the standard. Are you familiar with the law of non-contradiction?
No, Mr. Solution. We do
hold
not
on,
know.
Stan. You're just speaking.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Stanley,
to a distinct question, are you familiar with the law of non-contradiction?
Yes, I'm familiar with your law, what you just said. But are you familiar with the law of what I just said, that you're affirming something that's never been proven also?
Not a law. You haven't stated a law. You've just stated an opinion.
Sir, you're stating some stuff that has never been proven. You said God has been proven.
What I'm going to say is this. Now, we can use inferences and we can deduce things. Okay, but this is what I'm saying to you. I'm arguing being, B-E-I-N-G, being. So I'm telling you that if anything exists logically and within the confines of the law of non-contradiction, something has to have the power of being within itself. Otherwise, nothing.
But let's say we take your logical. Does that prove that God exists, yes or no?
But what it does
no,
is
no,
you
Mr.
can
Solution,
use your
you cannot
brain.
Go and, wait,
you
does
can,
it prove that
hold
God
hold on, let me answer
yes
this.
Or no? Does it
let me
that
answer
God
this.
Exists, yes or no?
Alone,
no,
I would
no,
say.
No, the question. Does it prove,
Stan, you've got to let me finish, damn it.
Does it prove?
Okay,
it,
let me finish. See, because on this particular point, you're stuck. You are stuck at this point. Okay, let me just make this point, and then we can move on. Because, see, understand, you don't understand.
That's what I said. I said I don't know. I'm not stuck.
Right, but when you say you don't know, you don't stop talking and allow someone else who may have more knowledge than you to explain things. You say I don't know, and then what you really mean is I don't want to know. I don't know,
no,
yes.
No,
I don't want to know.
No, Mr. Solution, you can't do that also. When I say I don't know, that means I don't know. That doesn't mean I don't want to know.
Let me tell you, what I just said to you, the law of non-contradiction and the transitive law of equality.
You don't know it either.
Hey, Stan, are you going to let me finish a statement?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Those two laws apply to everything. Everything has to fit those laws. Everything has to conform to the law of non-contradiction. In other words, that's the law of identity. Everything has to be identified. And I've just said to you that something has to have being. In other words, the power of existence in itself in order for anything else to exist. Because you can't get something. One can't get something from nothing. And the fact that anything exists means that something has always existed. Now, we can go about to determine from the historical record, from the scientific record, the nature of the being that has always existed.
But, Mr. Solution, you still didn't prove my point. You can't...
What I just said makes...
You didn't prove the point that I just said.
You need to answer my question before we move forward.
Does that prove that that is God? And you said... Does that prove that that is God?
Don't answer the whole thing for me. Just answer, does what I just said make sense?
I would have to do more research on it and everything, but let's say I do give it to you. I'm not going to be closed-minded at you, but let's say I do give it to you.
Okay, but let me say this before you say that. Look, logic is called the organon or the tool. Logic is the tool that organizes all thought.
Logic doesn't organize every tool because there's many things that we thought logically should happen, and we found out scientifically that it was not true.
You're arguing a conclusion. I'm arguing what leads to the conclusion. What I'm simply telling you, and if you let me finish, because I can answer some of the things that you don't know, and I know you don't know, because I'm listening to you. Logic is the organon. It's the tool that organizes all rational thought. I can come into a particular seminar and not know anything about it. But if I know the language and I know logic, I can actually commence to understand what's going on. And not only understand, I can actually apply that understanding. And any questions that I have, I can ask someone who does understand, and we're always using the logic as the tool to organize rational thought. Now, I know a lot of people don't understand that. You do that almost intuitively.
There's many things that we saw logically that should have been this way.
Yeah, but that's a separate...
Wait, Stan, that's a separate issue.
You're arguing correction. You're not arguing the fundamental of logic. You're arguing its correction.
I am arguing the fundamental.
Wait a minute. And I agree with you on that. I don't disagree with you on that. But you're not replacing logic as the tool for organizing all rational thought.
And I'm telling you that logic is not the only tool that we use.
What's the other one that you use?
Scientific proof, experiment, observation. There's many other things that we...
Wait a minute. You're wrong about, Stan. You are wrong about what you just said is a synonym.
We don't use observation.
Wait a minute. What you just said is a synonym. Science uses observation, which is logical. Science uses mathematics, which is logical.
We use experimentation also, sir.
That's logical too.
They go with a hypothesis of whatever they believe, and they go do testing to make sure that what they believe logically...
Follow me on this. All of that is logical.
No. Wait. Did you hear what I said? I heard everything you said.
You're not listening to what you said.
Okay, hold up. Stop.
Let Supreme get in here. Stanley, I'm going to mute you in a minute. Let Supreme get in. Go ahead, Supreme.
Can the family hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you barely, but go ahead. Nah, man, you got some static going on.
What, can the family hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Otherwise, you lose the signal.
Okay. I was going to say to Mr. Solutions, you believe in the Supreme Creator, and if we're the children of the Supreme Creator, then there's no reason why we can't see God within ourselves. At the end of the day, if you go to sleep and you pray to the Supreme Creator, no food's going to be on the table unless man gives it to you or a woman comes and gives you food, and you say, all right, I'm going to stay in my bed. Right, I want to pray, and I'm not going to move out of my bed. Understand? So unless you get up on yourself some food, or someone else comes and gives you food, a woman or a man, then So we have to believe in a creator and within ourselves that we are gods. We have to believe that. That's just facts as well.
It's a bunch of hogwash, Supreme. I'm going to say it for you, Mr. Solution.
You can pray, brother. You can pray.
Did you hear that?
No. So you saying we should ourselves the gods as gods? If that's what you're saying.
And that's the facts. We are gods.
Huh?
God. You can't see God without, you have to see God through yourself. So like I said, I was saying to you, if you sit and pray for food tomorrow, if you don't get up out of your bed, right? All right, you could say, I'm going to pray for food, someone to feed me and my child, right? If you don't get up out of your bed and food for you, anyone else getting the company food, unless you ask somebody, you understand? Unless a man or woman come give you food. So you have to get up and go out and do your tea God as yourself, because we do everything for us. I know you don't get that.
No, I mean, I can't get it because I don't hear you straight up. I hear, you know, you breaking in and out, coming in and out. But I think the gist of what you're saying is basically anything we have to do or get for ourselves, we do it for ourselves, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, and your point is what? That makes us God?
Yes.
We're God. That's hogwash, man.
Yes. See God as ourselves.
What?
We should see God as ourselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
We do everything for ourselves.
We do.
We do everything, of course. Because if you get up and go, you ain't.
Well, if that's the case, Supreme, this is what I want you to do. If we do everything for ourselves, I want you to go outside your door right now, wherever you are, and make it rain. Since we do everything for ourselves.
All right then, brother.
Huh?
Hey, all right then, brother. For example,
right? No, I just gave you an example.
Sick. Say you're sick, right? You're sick.
Okay.
You've got cancer. You can go to the church and they can pray for you all day long, right? But at the end of the day, if you don't do the means to try and get rid of that disease, start drinking some herbs or go to the hospital and, you know, do whatever treatment they're saying you should take, ain't gonna get to that cancer. Do you understand? The Supreme God Creator, you're on this earth now. Now, we, as children of the Supreme Creator, we have to do for ourselves. We are God. God is within all of us. You're not getting that. You're not.
Okay, look, Supreme.
That's very hard. It's not simple. What I said was very simple.
Okay, I think we done lost them completely now. Okay.
Science deals with what's known as cause and effect.
Okay, right.
The universe itself is an effect. The universe does not cause itself. It is, by definition, an effect.
Mm-hmm.
So what is happening is, now I didn't ask Stan those questions to trick him. Those are just fundamental questions that one has to be versed in order to proceed with this discussion. And there has to be some intellectual honesty. He has to understand being. That word right there is the pivotal word for all reality, being. And he doesn't understand that word. And when he attempts to deal with it, he equivocates. But see, I've asked him questions that should send him back to the drawing board if he's honest.
But
he's
got to
deal with those questions.
Solution. I've
asked questions. And by the way, self-existence and self-creation are two entirely different concepts.
But Mr. Solution.
Let me finish this point, Stan.
Wait, Mr. Solution, I've asked you a question.
You haven't asked me any sane question.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Solution.
I mean, one sane question, not one.
Go ahead, Mr. Solution.
I was saying to him is that self-creation is a logical impossibility. whereas self-existence is perfectly understandable. Now, it's not completely understandable because we are transitory beings. We are dependent beings. We're not independent beings. You take away my breath for just a few minutes, I'm through, and all of you are too. Either drowning or suffocation, which drowning is a form of suffocation. But see, it shows us that I believe man is created in the image of God, but again, man is dependent upon God. Man is not independent. And a lot of what we're talking about has to do with dependency and how we need to buttress the dependency in understanding people and giving them what they need. Now, Stanley appears to be quite strong now, but who knows what may befall him, and he'll need a shoulder to lean upon. All of us do. Now, I'm a self-sufficient man, damn it, and I make no bones about it. But at the same time, I can admit along my way, opportunities were there. Now, I did prepare myself. But what I'm saying is I recognize the need for help. People have helped me. I've been faithful in doing what I needed to do in order to receive that help. But I'm not oblivious to the fact that I have received help. What am I saying? I have, as a human being, I have dependency. I have needs. Stan is not recognizing that. He has needs. He has dependencies. So when you start teaching people that they're this God unto themselves, they know that's a lie. They can't live. People have psychological, emotional, and what have you. And we always talk about getting counseling. What is getting counseling really? It's being honest and forthright enough to know that you need help. You can't do it by your damn self. You need help.
All right,
but what Stan is not realizing, everybody does not have his temperament. A lot of people say on a scale of 1 to 10, maybe Stanley is he's sailing his way.
I disagree what you're saying. But by the same, can I talk now, Mr. Solucci? Because we heard you, and I disagree with what you're saying completely.
Stan, you need to go back and look up some of the things you told me before you talk.
Mr. Solucci, can I talk?
Well, sure you can, but I'm just saying to you, intellectual honesty would dictate
you
go back and look up some of the things that it's clear that you don't know.
Mr. Solution, you are clearly saying a lot of things that you don't know either.
Okay, what did I say that I don't know, Stan?
First of all, you said as human beings and everything, there's clearly, first of all, there's many books in psychology and everything that would tell you there's always a way to go over whatever issue you go in your life. There's either a way psychologically, there's either a way some people need medicine, some people need psychology help, some people need a book. There is always a way if you truly believe that. We need to teach our culture that, first of all, you come in this world as winners. You don't come in this world like you keep on saying that we're nothing, we don't do make any difference and things like that. We need to teach the truth to our children, which is you come in this world as a great potential in this world. Now, what you do with your potential is your own responsibility. I go back to, again, responsibility. That should be the first law for every human being, responsibility and accountability. We should teach our kids what is responsibility. Responsibility, being response to yourself, self-explanatory, self-esteem, learning about yourself, not taking advice of things from other people, whatever other people think, but believing in what you need to do and believing there's greatness inside of you. That
well, Stan, let me ask you this. Now, I don't disagree with you, and I told you this.
Mr. Solution, And it's been proven that many countries do have that mentality. In America, we don't. We don't have that mentality here. Here we have mentality more of confrontation. We don't have a mentality of basically teaching our kids how to go with conflict, how to deal with things that are part of life. We don't even encourage our kids about the greatness they have. And by the way, Mr. Solution, there has been many examples of people that if you just believe in them and they truly feel understood, would do amazing things. There have been many studies of people that basically were, like you would say, the worst of the worst in class or in school, but just because a teacher believed in them and believed in the greatness that they had, they became straight-A students. And there's been many movies about that, Mr. Solution. And it had nothing to do with God. It had to do with people believing in them and believing that putting a standard so they have great lives.
Well, ultimately, it does have something to do with God. You just don't realize what it is. But let me say this. Let me agree with
you.
I'm going to agree with you.
Mr. Solution, those teachers never talked
about God. Notice, you notice he won't even let me agree with him. Notice that.
Mr. Solution, those teachers never talked about God. Never.
All right, let me make a point to you. Now, I agree with you on everything you just said. But say, for example, a person is an asshole, and they say to themselves, I'm this super proud, confident person. I got all this Stanleyism. In fact, they are a Stanleyite. And what they say is, I want to do a particular evil. Nobody else can judge me for it. I can get away with it if I choose to do it, and I want to do it. Now, a person like that is not going to respect man's law. However, if they feel that there's an all-powerful being, loving, just being that they are responsible to, do you think that may make a difference or curb their evil intentions? I'm just asking.
Wait. I'm answering your question. Some will and some won't.
Okay, but we want. Okay, but if. Okay, but stop right there. Stop right there, Stanley.
Mr. Solution, I'm going to your answer.
Stanley, stop right there because I want to clarify something on what you just said.
About that final thing.
In terms. Okay, Stanley, would you allow me to just extrapolate upon a point that you've made? May I?
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about. I'm being reasonable. We're never going to completely eliminate evil. However, if we can curb it, and this person who is a Stanleyite says, I'm going to do evil but for the fact that I know I'm responsible to a creator, at least in that context, that person has limited their evil and evil intentions as their evil behavior, as a result of having a supreme being.
Can I jump in there?
I agree with you completely because some people have the influence. That depends on the person or the individual.
You're missing my point. Go ahead, finish your point. In your enthusiastic rebuttal.
Go ahead.
I'm simply saying to you where we can limit sin with the addition of God.
No.
And God consciousness is a good thing.
Right.
Because maybe that person was going to blow you up.
Let me give you a perfect example, Mr. Stewart. A perfect example, and let's go to something that we both know that was really wrong. The bankers in the 2008 that did whatever they did to do. Those people didn't care about God. Didn't care about even, I'm sure many of them was Christian and everything. They destroyed the life of how many people because of their greed, which is something that for me is evil to a certain degree, but a lot of people will look at you and say greed is good.
Greed is the thing, Stanley. God consciousness is not going to stop everybody because some people are just bent on evil. But I would like for people to maybe call in and say, without their God consciousness, they would have done evil that they didn't do. That's a good testimony and for God.
And by the way, Mr. Solution, also don't forget some people.
Wait a minute, did you understand the point I just made?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I said, go ahead.
Is he still there, Eric?
Yes, I'm here.
He's still there.
Did you understand the point I made to him, Eric, that if a person having God consciousness will curb their own evil, That is a good thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. See what happens, Mr. Solution.
What happens, Mr. Solution, is Stanley.
I just got off a radio station with Stanley again. He has this problem with this is what it boils down to. He has this problem with people having a belief in God and then being able to say with this, you know, metaphysical concept of God, it causes me to act here or not act here. And it's almost like he wants to say, no, that wasn't that. It was something else. But it's not for you to give definition to them, Stanley, in if they're saying this God consciousness caused me to act or not act this way. And he has a problem with that. And I don't know what that is.
I have a problem with that. I said to you.
You do.
No, I don't. I don't have a problem. The problem I have is, like he said, that if we don't have that concept, we would be all awful, like Jeff said in the other show, that without the Bible, there would be no law. That's where I have a problem.
But I didn't hear Mr. Solution say that.
Yeah, but you heard another Christian who said, let me ask you, Mr. Solution, if we didn't have God concept, do you think our society would be worse or better?
I'm sorry, what's the question again?
The question is, if we take out the God concept or the Bible or what you believe, do you think our society in America would be worse or better, or would it be the same?
We already have that. That's why we're talking about this issue right now. We already have the absence of God as a moral limitor.
What do you mean the absence of God? Is it not 80%, 85% of Americans believe in God?
Well, but the point of it is they may believe in God, Stanley, but they almost believe in secret because they're beaten down by people like you.
A sincere answer to that, Stanley, is we don't know. You see?
Okay.
You just don't know that because it's a situation that you have not had.
Wait a minute. We do have the situation. We have people, people who say they believe in God does not mean they act according to God's principles. And so all I'm saying as a practical means of curbing bad human behavior is that they realize they have a responsibility to more than just man. Because I can say, fuck man. I can say, screw man. And a lot of people do.
Okay.
But I'm saying is, if you have that added morality of there being a personal God in whom people are responsible to, that will help more people curb evil. I'm not saying it will eliminate evil, because people still have a choice. But I guarantee you that a lot of people, some people on this program right now, could say to you, well, they don't care so much about man,
but they could say the same thing about God. Hold on.
Let me finish this, Stanley. But if they knew that there weren't a God, they would do things that may hurt people that they won't do otherwise.
What would they do that they may hurt people?
You have to ask them. They may cheat you, they may kill you, they may do any number of things.
Right.
And you know what happens if you do that? They get put.
Who is that said right? Let them come out and speak up, hell.
Go ahead.
That's me saying right, because it's almost like Stanley is, either he don't want to hear what you're saying or he can't hear what you're saying, because if he hears what you're saying, there actually is no rebuttal to it.
No, well, we understand. I've pointed some scientific and logical things that Stan is not conversant with, because one of the questions I ask him, I'll just pose it to you. Why is there something as opposed to nothing? And that answers the question that something has the power of being within itself. Now, we as men and as women, as mankind, can use our reasoning ability to come to some conclusion as to what the nature of the personage or the thing that has life within itself, that has what we call aseity, being, possesses being. It's independent of everything else. It lives within and of itself. Something has that power. How do I know? Because if it didn't, there couldn't be anything.
But Mr. Solution, you still didn't answer the question is, what is nothing? What are you talking about when you're calling about nothing?
Go look it up. Go.
I'm looking it up, sir, and I'm telling you.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Stan, because this is where you really run off the rails. Look up nothing. Look it up.
What is nothing? What are you talking about when you're talking about
nothing?
Nothing is
nothing.
Talking about what are you talking about?
Okay, you got to stop talking and listen.
Go ahead.
Thank you. No thing. That's nothing.
That doesn't tell me anything.
The absence of material. The absence of material.
No. It's not just the absence of material. It's the absence of anything. Stan, let me ask you, Stan.
No. A thing is a person, place, or thing.
Hold on for 1 second. Stan appears to be a fairly educated man. Look up nothing, Stan, in a good lexicon. I recommend Webster's or even dictionary.com. You need to look that word up.
The definition of no thing as it relates to a human's understanding is non-materialness. That means it's not sensed.
Okay, but do we
now,
have
if somebody tell you something other than that, then they're not giving you a definition from a human's standpoint.
But do we have, Matu, do we have any example of nothing? I don't think so. Well, no,
Matu, let allow me to enhance that.
It's a concept.
So wait,
it refers to more than just no material thing, because you could talk about a concept as a thing, and also energy is a thing.
So if you talk about nothing,
means...
So what are we talking about?
Wait a minute, Stan, let me finish the statement.
Actually, energy is not a thing.
No, energy is a thing
okay.
in the context of what we are discussing.
So energy is a thing or it's nothing? What are we talking about? What is
everything
energy?
Is a thing that you can name.
Oh, my God. You see, even them, they don't even know the concept of what they're talking about.
Okay, Stanley, I looked the word up. You need
but
to.
But you have no example. Show me an example of nothing. Stanley,
an example of nothing does not exist because we have something.
An example of nothing does not exist. How could you?
My question to you is, why is there anything as opposed to there being nothing? And what I was establishing to you is that, Stanley, would you let me finish for a moment? You're interrupting. There may be a delay, but I'm asking you to let me finish the statement. What I was pointing out to you is that something has being. Something has being. And what is important for us to do, now see, just like we don't even see the president or a lot of our elected officials who are basically transitory and meaningless to a large degree, and we can't, unless we pay them, we can't even get an audience with them because they're considered on a more elevated scale. But now God has a right to, set the standards for examination of him and a knowledge of him. And so God doesn't have to present himself or recreate creation in order to prove himself to his little puny creatures. It's okay for us to do intelligent inquiry to discover God, because that's one way actually of worshiping God is taking the time to discover God. And so all I'm saying is the fact that there's anything means that something has the power of being. And as I said before, the oldest philosophical line of inquiry is, why is there something as opposed to nothing?
Yeah, but that Mr. Solution, you I don't know, man. When you stick to things that have to do with, like, motivational speaking, you make sense. But then you cross over into this type of stuff, man. It's ludicrous.
Exactly.
That's ludicrous, man.
Wait a minute. Other than saying it's ludicrous, which you may be ludicrous for saying it, what's ludicrous? What is ludicrous about what I said?
Because the concept of nothing.
Understand? Hold on. You need to look up the word nothing. So what have I said is ludicrous material?
Go ahead, Michael.
The premise by which you're trying to give definition to what I'm getting ready to. The premise by which you're trying to give definition to something, it has no meaning outside of a human's realm. Something and nothing.
Talking about.
Okay. You're saying nothing and something. These are nothing but mental constructs. You can't take those mental constructs and try to make them into a thing. They're not a thing.
Now, you talk about someone
something.
Making no sense. Look in the mirror. You're making no damn sense.
Now, I know not to you.
All you have to do is being a lazy ass and look
some,
the word up.
Something is two words, some and thing. A thing
so
is non-material.
No, a thing, and I'll get my damn dictionary because I see I'm dealing with a bunch of children.
That's a concept, dude. Something
a
is a concept.
A concept is not a thing?
Huh?
A concept is not a thing?
It's non-material is what I'm telling you, and you're trying to give definition. You're trying to give a material definition to something that is non-material.
Hold on, because you just need
brief.
And do you have the definition of a thing? Read it.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, you need to look it up.
Solution. Are we talking about
and I'm asking you one simple question. Do you have the definition of thing?
I'm getting it, Mr. Solutions.
I'm getting it in 2 seconds.
All right, don't talk anymore respectfully until you look it up.
Because
I'm hearing a lot of ignorance.
I'll leave that alone.
I have something here that said, it's often said that you can't get something from nothing. And while it may be true for most practical or application of your life, it isn't true for physical universe. That's
right.
What I mean, Mr. Solution.
And that's
it's
the same thing I was saying, which he didn't understand.
Universe, like Matu is saying, it's a human
He don't understand
concept.
It. That's right. He can't understand.
It's a human concept. It's not a physical universe concept. There you go. You wanted the definition? There it is. Sir.
Jeez.
Okay, Supreme, your mic is open.
Okay. Yeah, with this word something and all this and that. I think what it is, you know, I think Stan, he just got a problem with religion, which is very right to have a problem with religion as being black folks. Because these churches, which who are doing things in God's name, they're just hustling the poor people then. And when you look at the start of Christianity and Catholicism, they enforce that on our people and on their own people. And then when you look at the Quran, they raped and they forced us into Islam as well. You see?
So Supreme, but those are not the only two religions. I understand what you're saying, but there's African religions that have nothing to do with Christianity or Islam. Religions are nothing but two things. It's a belief system, and then it's rituals that you use to maintain that belief system. So I understand what you're saying. Correct. To me, the religions that Africans are practicing now are no good for them, in my opinion.
And Matu, let me add this also. Mr. Solution, hear this definition again of your nothing. And so try to answer scientifically. In order to do what we call scientifically a definition of nothing, if our nearby universe, nothing is hard to come by. We are surrounded by matter of radiation, energy everywhere we look. Even if we blocked out all out and created a perfect whole isolated vacuum, we still wouldn't have nothing.
And the definition of
hold on there, guys.
I got the definition of something here too. I got the definition of something.
These are my potential students. Okay, allow me to read the definition in context. All right, thing.
In context.
Hold on, Matu. Just hold on a minute. All right, thing. A material object without life or consciousness, an inanimate object. That's one definition, and it's a noun. Definition two, some entity, object, or creature that is not or cannot be specifically designated or precisely described. The stick had a brass thing on it. Definition three, anything that is or may become an object of thought. Now, that's the one I'm focusing on.
Say it again.
Things of the spirit.
Okay.
Anything that is or may become an object of thought. So I'm using the expansive definition of the word thing. And so the point of it is, when I say why is there something as opposed to nothing, I'm talking about anything that can be conceived.
But Mr. Solution, I've come up with the definition.
So you're saying, why is there anything that can be conceived opposed to anything that can't be conceived?
Obviously, it has to do with what we can conceive.
Yeah.
That's always the limiter. But what I'm saying is the oldest philosophical line of inquiry is, why is there something? And that means anything, existence, anything material or spiritual. Why is there anything opposed to there being nothing?
But Mr. Mr. Solution, did you hear the explanation I told you? Like,
yeah, that was stupid.
Saying, my school said it, and I went to get the dictionary of science.
I mean, Stan, your explanation was stupid.
My explanation is not stupid. It comes from science.
It wasn't science. It's stupid.
So my explanation coming from science is stupid? Because what you do is
you go and get information from infidel scientists, even those who are probably outside of the scientific community. I just read you the definition of a thing. Wait a minute. Hold on. I just
read
you the definition of a thing.
No, I'm not going to the thing. I'm going to your concept of nothing.
No, but we're talking about why is there anything? Why is there anything, Stanley?
No,
which context, though? What context when you say anything?
If there's any context that you can conceive.
No. Don't change the question.
Not changing. I'm sticking with the original.
The original question was, how do you create a universe out of nothing? That's the question you said. Do not start changing it for something else. That's exactly your question you said. And I
wait a minute. You say the question is, how does one create a universe out of nothing?
Thank you. And I'm coming back to you. Let me come back to you again with the definition. It's often said that you can get something from nothing. And while that may be true for most practical application of your life, it isn't true for physical universe.
Right.
So what's the method, Stan? What is the method? What is the method of getting something from nothing?
Let me answer you that again. I told you that. So we try to answer it scientifically. In order to do what we want to try scientifically, a definition of nothing in our nearby universe, nothing is hard to come by. Why? Because we are surrounded by matter of radiation, energy everywhere we look.
Why? Why is that? Why do we have that as opposed to nothing?
Let me finish. If we blocked it all out, creating a perfect, cold, isolated vacuum, we still wouldn't have nothing.
But Stan, you're ignorant of the concept.
What I'm saying to you is, why is there something as opposed to nothing?
I understand what you're talking about.
Why is there something? It does not exist in the universe. It does not exist, that concept does not exist, Mr. Solution.
What concept doesn't exist? The concept I just stated?
Nothing. Did you hear what I said? Even if you walk out all out creating a perfect, cold, isolated vacuum and they show it, we still wouldn't have nothing.
Why? Why?
Well, that's the quest of life.
Stanley, what you don't understand is you're not understanding the full scope of the question.
But the internal question of why is what has driven men to come up with these God concepts.
Exactly.
So that's why you have the God concept that Mr. Solutions is talking about, which don't mean it's real.
Well, the bottom line is this, Matu. We're making this practical. What we're talking about is a person who doesn't respect
himself. I agree with
it.
You're right. That's why I said from that point,
hey,
either fans don't want to agree with you or he don't want
to hear
you.
We're talking about how to curb evil.
Right.
And what we're saying is a person who doesn't respect man or can get away from man's authority may have respect in order to curb their evil behavior if they believe in a supreme being.
I agree with that.
That's the point. All this other stuff is nonsense.
Well, I told you, Mr. Solutions, either he doesn't hear you or he doesn't want to hear you.
No, Matu, I agree with what he said.
You
equivocate.
You jump back.
I agree with what he said.
Who jumped back and
what I just
I'm
said
giving the more clarity out of both of you,
the
sucker.
Issue of curbing evil. And
okay,
I said to Stanley, first of all, I agreed with everything that Stanley said about self-esteem, being right and wrong. Let me finish the point, Stan. Right and wrong. I agreed with all of that. But I also said, additionally, there are people that won't sufficiently curb their evil and evil intentions. Having a concept of God will help. That's all I said.
And he said, Stanley, if they say that, if they say, but be it for the God concept, I may have cracked your damn head.
Okay, but
well, if he say that to you, then take him at his word.
That's okay. Let's say that those people said that, but Matu, I can tell you, I don't care about your God concept. I'm still gonna crack your head.
Okay.
And Stanley, wait, hold on, Matu. Let me answer this. See, that is where Stanley is being completely irrational because he's not acknowledging that having a personal concept of God can limit evil.
I'm not irrational. I'm saying to what you said. You said that some people need that God fear so they still be correct and be corrected by whatever they need to. They'll be good person because they have a fear of God. But
yes, that's good. That's what I care about.
But I'm telling you that some people, even if they don't have...
Okay, we didn't say that...
Right.
Wait a minute, Stanley. This is where your ignorance comes in. We didn't say it would totally eliminate evil because some people can override even the God concept. But what we are saying is we're talking about mitigation.
He wants you to say that it's a possibility that a person won't do evil if they don't have a God concept. He wants to hear that come out of your mouth, Ms. Solution. Maybe that's what it is. He wants to hear you say that there's a possibility that a person won't do evil even if they don't have a God complex.
You mean will do evil.
They will do evil if they don't have a God concept? That's what you're saying?
Right, because you're saying the same thing I'm saying if you say it the other way.
I said
no,
Stanley wants to hear you say that.
To not do evil, you don't need it.
Wait a minute, I just said that having the God concept, I didn't say eliminate, I said mitigate, lessen. And that's all we can hope for as human beings. We can't be perfect in other words, car seats limited the damage that was done to kids in automobile crashes. Kids still die sometimes even if they're in a car seat, but it mitigates, it lessens the damage. The same thing with young kids. I believe between the ages of 2 and 5, the highest killer of them, or at least a major killer, is drowning in swimming pools. So what do? We watch kids more carefully if we have a swimming pool, and we put a fence around the swimming pool so that limits the childhood deaths from drowning. And
see how he jumps. See how he jumps out of the. He just jumped out of the psychological realm and tried to give a definition in the physical realm dealing with
giving a definition in the
practical. That's what I'm saying.
I'm making it practical, and that's mature to do.
Yeah. No. You're not making it. You're not making it practical in this sense.
All right, wait a minute. Matu, what you don't understand, you need to go to school. I'm going to tell you straight up.
No, you need to get out of school, whatever school you're in.
Whatever it is, ideas are the concept of behavior. In other words, people operate on their ideas. Their behaviors are governed by their ideas.
You saying that having a God concept will mitigate evil, you don't know that as a fact, dude. Just say that. Be true to yourself. You don't know that.
Wait a minute. I said that.
You didn't say that.
I did say that. I said it several times.
You did not say that. You said it
You were so busy running your trap.
No, you said it will mitigate, and you don't know that as a fact.
Evil in some people, yes.
And those people who tell you that, right? And Stan is saying you don't have to have the concept to necessarily mitigate evil.
But Stan doesn't know what he's talking about.
That. Huh?
Stan, on that issue, Stan doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, what makes you what gives you the authority to make
I can tell you from a personal testimony. Yes, I would do more evil if I did not have a concept of a creator, a governing creator, because I could do things that I could get away with. I'm smart enough to do shit that I could get away with. You would never know it.
And people still do it, even with the people that believe in God. That's what you don't get, Mr. Solution.
And Stan, that's not the point. The point is for those people who evil is curbed in as a direct result of their having a God concept. That's the topic that I'm making, the point that I'm making.
Okay, and to contract your concept.
Now, wait a minute. Do you acknowledge that point? Number two, even though he vacillates, he did get it correct moment ago.
You vacillate because you jump from world to world in your explanation.
When he said that when people tell you, and people will tell you. Now, I'm going to ask Eric. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Front and center, sir. What I'm going to ask you, now you believe in God, correct?
Correct.
You're smart enough to get away with some things that is evil things you could do to other people if you didn't have a personal belief in God. That limits you from doing certain evils to other people, correct?
Very true. Very,
all right.
Very.
That's my point, gentlemen.
Well,
You're
being an idiot.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Eric. Now let me ask you the same question.
Uh-huh.
You believe in a God concept?
I believe in God himself.
Okay, God.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, cool. Whatever. Are you saying that if you did not believe in God, you're saying that you know that you would do evil?
Yeah.
You're saying if you didn't believe in God, then you would do evil.
There's some things that I would do. I would want to do.
That's right. There you go. In that case, Eric does need God.
This ain't Perry Mason. This ain't Perry Mason. Now hold up. Now listen, Stanley. Stanley, it's my show. Listen to me, Stanley. Thank you. All right, now. But because I do have my faith in the Lord above, and I know certain things will come back onto me. 7 to 8-fold, I make the decision not to do it because I do believe that the Lord would punish me for something I did that wasn't right.
Well, then I'm glad you found God.
I'm glad you found God either. So, Eric, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Stanley.
Okay, so since you are a believer of God and you need God constantly, how do you explain to people who doesn't believe in God and doesn't use the God constant still do good in this world?
Okay. How do I not? That's the decision they make.
How do you explain those people?
Stanley,
go ahead.
Listen to what I'm about to tell you, okay? Get a piece of paper and get ready to listen to this. All right. Now, whether you believe in God or not, it doesn't matter. He still gives you the choice to decide whether you're going to do right or wrong. There's no ifs, ands, or ups, or buts. You have the choice. You will always have that choice, just like you have a choice to believe in him or not to believe in him. That is your choice. So whatever you do really doesn't matter. It's your choice. See what I'm saying? Now, personally, I believe in the Lord, and I know certain things I do would get my ass tore up. Don't put it that way. Now, because the book does say every man has sinned and comes short of the glory of God, so that doesn't mean I'm perfect. Or nobody else walking around here is perfect. But yeah, I have made a decision, and it's a conscious decision. Yes, it's my choice whether I want to do right or wrong. Okay, right. Y'all continue. Okay.
But, Eric, you still didn't answer my question.
I answered your question.
No,
Stanley.
You didn't. You divulgated to what I said. I asked you. You said, and I quote, you said, I would do evil thing if it wasn't for the concept of God. I would have done a lot of evil thing. Now, as a person who does not believe your concept of God, and don't start with, I don't care if
once
you
again,
believe or not. I'm
once
telling you,
once
I
again,
believe,
once
and
again,
I don't
Stanley,
evil.
You are
wait,
not
wait, wait.
listening.
Eric, let
no,
me ask you
wait,
question.
Stanley. See, I got the move control. Now, wait, Stanley. Now, as I have just told you, once again, you have a choice. So it doesn't matter whether you believe or not. You are still given a choice. C-H-O-I-C-E. You have a choice. So whether you believe or not, it's really irrelevant because you still have a choice, but you will be held responsible for whatever the hell you do.
And I agree with you with that, Eric. I have no problem
so
with that.
What you arguing about then? So what are you arguing about?
Well, I'm going to be quiet at this point and just listen to y'all because it's hard to tell who the fool is. So I'm gonna listen to y'all.
Okay. The problem I have with what you just said.
But not when you just listen, Matu. It's easy.
Okay, Eric, the problem with what you just said, and I go into what you just said, we asked you the question, if you didn't have the concept of God, would you still do evil things? And you said yes. That's where I have
Stanley,
it wrong.
Stanley, see, the problem you having is your ears are full of wax and you're not listening. You still stuck on what
wait,
you
wait,
want to believe
is
in.
Not what he
but
said?
Please listen. I know what I said. I told you a whole lot then, but that's the only thing you picked up on. Just like y'all say Shasta only picked up the weight thing the other day, only thing you picked up on was I would do. But you didn't hear everything else I told you, Stanley.
So let me
sometimes
ask you a question.
Sometimes,
so,
look, Stanley,
so without the concept
you
of God, would you still do evil things?
It would be my choice if I did.
No, I'm asking, would you not do evil things? Because you said, I don't do evil things because I know
well,
if
Stanley,
I do.
Put it this way, I don't know. Because I'm not trying to do no evil stuff, so I don't know. Probably the way I was raised, hell no.
Let me answer that, Eric. What he's saying is he'll do less evil by knowing that God.
Now you're speaking for Eric now.
Wait. Matu, you said you were going to be quiet, which is a good thing for the moment.
But see, no.
You, hey, Matu, you know I love you. Hey, Matu, you know I love you, so shut the hell up.
It's all good. It's all good.
Okay.
So the thing is this. We're not saying, Stanley, there's so much information that you're missing. We understand that we're flawed beings. We have peccadilloes. We have our idiosyncrasies. And we have our foibles. But the point we're saying is when anyone is about to do something, they talk about psychopaths and sociopaths. And they say that a psychopath, now I may get these rearranged, but a psychopath doesn't know right and wrong, whereas a sociopath knows right and wrong but doesn't care. Now, a person who believes in God will think through what they're doing and say, would God approve this? They can say, F man, because I can get around man. And there's a way that each one of us, if we're clever enough, we can get around man's law sufficiently. However, if we understand there's an omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent being that we have to be accountable to, that does have a rectifying and mitigating effect on our evil behavior. And conversely, it has an enhancing effect upon our good behavior. So we want to do more good and less evil. Now, Stanley, do you understand that?
I disagree with what you just said, Mr. But I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, but I disagree. Because you made a statement.
Stanley, wait a minute. Wait. I said the same thing you said. I just moved it to a higher level.
No, you didn't say the same thing that I said at all. You said
don't
that,
you want people to do good and less bad?
Yes, but I want them to do good with less bad. Without
and Stan, you're acting
concept.
Like a woman now.
No,
you're
I
not listening.
Do
you
good.
Don't even hear yourself.
I want them to do good
But I'd rather have them doing good coming from them than having it coming from a
difference
God.
Difference does it make why they do it?
It makes a difference, Mr. Solution, because if the book says, let's say, homosexual is wrong, they'll go there and say, I'm not going to be for homosexual because the book said so.
Stanley, what you just said is stupid.
No, it's very. Not stupid. That's what people do. I am against abortion. Are you against abortion because you...
No. Stan, let's just say, look, we're talking about doing evil to other people and doing good to other people. A person who has a God concept, we're not saying in every case, but we're saying over the aggregate or on the aggregate, people who believe in God tend to do less evil. Because
they have
a limiter. They have a limiter. Now, that doesn't mean, and some people will say they believe in God and really don't.
No, that's not
but
true.
On the aggregate, people who have
Where's
a higher.
That's not true.
Finish
what
the thought, Stan. People who have to account to a higher power
that's
will reflect on their behavior, especially their evil behavior. And that's what we want. So if that person is about to pull the trigger to blow you apart, and they think, well, what would my creator think if I did this? And it mitigates their behavior from just for sparing you. That's a good thing, Stanley, because I want you around to make your good and dumb arguments.
Mr. Solution, that's not true what you just said. You think that somebody who has a gun thinks for 2 seconds, let me think what God is going to think, and
Stanley,
let me not
it actually
shoot
has
you.
Happened
That's
before.
Not true. And you
and
can,
I've had people
before.
Who told me that they were about, they
yes,
had...
Yes, and I had people who...
Man, would you shut up a minute?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I've had people who have told me they have had the gun cocked and loaded and ready to pull the trigger, and they thought about it. Some people will think about what it means to their family. For example,
in the name of God.
Yeah, but family has nothing to do with God.
Some people in the name of God.
Family does have some, because what if the family believes in God? They say, well, my dear old mother, you know, who believes in God, how would this impact her?
Well, that's a good point, Supreme. Very good point.
What was the point, Supreme? Although, if Matu says it, I got to be suspect, but go ahead.
I'm saying.
He said some people pulled the trigger in the name of God.
Exactly.
But we're talking about the ones who don't.
Damn.
Okay, Eric, take over, because I got to go out and work out. These guys are raising my blood pressure, damn it.
Wow.
I'm just teasing, by the way, but I do have to go and work out. But I'm going to be listening to you guys, and I hope you
do a
good job with God, Stan, especially you.
All right. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And you know what, Supreme, and the ones that say, in the name of God, you know what? They're the ones that fear God the most. That's why they be saying it.
But that's the same government that you vote for. That's the same government you vote for. I know you voted for Obama, and that's the same government you vote for. Voted him in, and these guys, they.
What the hell that got to do with anything? See, oh Lord. Okay, look. It's like this.
Saying, Eric, by the way, Hitler did a lot of things because he believed in God, and he think he was doing the thing of God, of Jesus.
Okay, so what is wrong with that? You know, everybody makes. See, once again, y'all going down that narrow. You're going down that narrow tunnel.
Well, I'm going there because some people have that concept and they think they're doing good.
That's
not true.
That's right. That is the belief that God, that you are doing what is right as far as God. Okay, for an instance. Now, everybody been yelling about President Obama is a Muslim, blase, blase, and all this good stuff. But what happened Friday, and where was he last night? Right there with them people praying with them, right? Did nobody say anything about any of that, right?
Listen,
am I right or wrong?
Listen,
people. No. Yes or no?
And in the name of God, they lie. Not Bible.
Oh, Lord, here we go now. In the name of God, they lying?
They lying on and put their hand on the
Bible. So
they
lying on the death of their children, right? That's what you're saying.
I the people who go trial and they lie.
No, you know what's supreme. You better quit smoking that weed, boy. Anyway.
No, the only thing I said is that, like, Eric, I don't care if our president is Muslim or not Christian and everything. I believe that he's going to do something about this issue, and he needs to do whatever he needs to do.
Well, I agree with what issue are we talking about, Stanley? You know, I got to clarify with you. What issue are we speaking of? Are we talking about the violence that we started off talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about the violence. It came back to that. Mr. Solution was making a case that basically said that if we took out the God concept, that's why we have the violence. We have the society because of without God, if we would put back the prayers and everything that we used to, we would be back to the country we were.
But you know what, Stanley? If you really look at the history of the country and what have you, that is correct.
Even though
they had their little races and messed up ways, you know, if they believe in God, a lot of stuff didn't happen because, you know, boy, you better put that down. Go on and get in there and give your son too. Now kids don't even get taught about you. As one caller said a long time ago, you can't pray in school no more. You can't say nothing. You kids don't even aren't made. When I was growing up, trust me, I don't care what you did Saturday night. I don't care how old you were. If you lived in that house, Sunday morning you was up and had your behind in church, and that's where your discipline and your foundation came from. Today's kids ain't got that. We know what today's kids got. What they have? What's that game? Black Ops 2. Killed the man on the right hand side. Run over the person. That's the kind of stuff they got, and they spend hours and hours and hours doing that, Stanley. There is no God complex in that. Nobody's teaching.
A lot of parents have two jobs working and not even taking care of their own kids.
What the hell they got to do with
it?
What?
And putting the kids in front of the TV. That's taking care of the kid now. Back in the
both
day,
my parents, look, Stanley, both my parents, Stanley, Stanley, both my parents had two jobs, Stanley. I don't want to hear that.
Okay, wait
I don't want to hear that.
It
I used to wash the family clothes,
grandma,
Stanley. I used to do stuff. No, Stanley, that's an excuse that needs to go away fast.
So, Eric, back in the day, grandma wasn't there.
Say what?
Back in the day, grandma wasn't there.
It's lazy parents, and I will give you that, Eric.
Look, I can't hear both of y'all at the same time.
Let Stan speak.
Go ahead, Stan.
Eric, I'm asking you, back in the day, wasn't it not true that grandma or mother or somebody was there listening to the kid and doing things? Because back in the day, if I go to my day when I was brought up, there was always grandma or other people in my family.
You want to know the honest truth, Stanley? You want to know the honest truth? It was the neighborhood, Stanley. It was the neighborhood. It was everybody on the block.
I agree with you.
That's what it was. But still, even though that's the way it was then, and yes, they have taken it all, you know, they have just screwed it up now, today's society, that is still not an excuse. It's not. For these people, for this boy going in there, first he killed his mama. That shows there was no respect nowhere anyway. Because I'd be damned if I would ever thought about killing my mom, because I was scared she'd get up off the grave and beat the hell out of me. Okay? Now, and to top it off, then he got going. He goes to a school and kills little kids, Stanley. No, you know, that's a choice he made. There was no God concept nowhere in there.
He did. But the question, Eric, I want to ask you is why he did it. Because if you're going to blame it and say it's mental illness, there's a reason he did it. And there's a reason many of those kids are straight-A students. Many of those kids are kids that you would never think would go there. Many of those kids are kids that were bullied. Many of those kids are parents that wasn't even there for them. I looked this morning. I looked at Dr. Phil, and there was two other kids that the parents think. I think those two of my kids are going to be the same thing. They're going to do the same thing that happened Friday. And Dr. Phil was looking at them and said, "You're not listening to your kid. You're not encouraging your kid. You're not there for them. You put them in front of the TV. You give them a black box or an Xbox. You don't do anything, and then you get surprised." And, of course, you let them get bullied in school. You let them get put down and everything. And after a while, a kid just explodes.
Okay, Stanley. You know
and
what?
That's being real. And that happened. Two kids. And the parents were shocked when the doctor said, "Let me go through the things that you do as a parent. You listen to your kids? No. You criticize them down? Yes. Do you put them in TV? Yes. Do you give them the Xbox 360? Yes.
We didn't do that back in the day.
No, I'm sorry, right.
My mom would maybe give me a whooping, but she would explain things to me and talk to me as a parent.
Okay, Stanley. Here's a good example. I had a friend who had a man come to their church, right? In the sanctuary. He had a gun. Listen to me now. He had a gun in his pocket, and he planned to kill their pastor. Okay? But once he got in the church and started listening to what was going on, he eventually changed his mind, gave his life to God, and turned his gun in. So don't tell me it don't happen, Stanley. It is a conscious, you know, something that happens. You got that, you know, it's something that comes over you, Stanley. So don't tell me it doesn't happen and it can't be done, because it is
Eric,
done
I'm
daily.
Not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen for some people, but some people it doesn't. And you
well,
know
that's
that.
A choice. You know what, though? That is a choice that they make on their
of
own.
Of course. It's always a choice that you make.
But that's the only thing we've been trying to tell you. You've been trying to prove a point that didn't really make any sense, though, Stanley.
No, I've been trying to make a point that you still have a choice, either if you don't believe in God has nothing to do with you decided to take a gun and kill somebody. Your choice of doing that.
Well,
I could
Stanley,
be
that
mad
is,
at you and come to you and punch and be mad at you and yell at you, or I could come and be mad at you and go get a gun and kill you.
Hold on,
but
we got
that's
another.
Still my choice.
Hold on, we got a couple callers we want to get in. Ooh. Okay,
hello
callers. You're on the air. We're doing fine. How are you?
Hi, this is Leah calling.
Hi, Leah.
And I wanted to make respond to what y'all were saying.
Okay.
And actually, both of you are somewhat right.
You got feedback.
I know. That's what I was just sitting there trying to figure out how to get rid of that. Is that better?
Yes, that's better.
The issue is this, even if you don't necessarily discuss God specifically, what the church did for the community is it provides a place where if children are not getting those things, those needs met at home, then you're going to catch it at church. Right now, if there's no one there that can say, hey, stop picking on him, you're not supposed to, if there's no one in the community to do that, whether it's at home, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's at church, you take that thing out and we're not replacing it with anything, then who's picking up the slack with that?
The church is a joke. No,
well, that's the
problem.
But the thing is, if you're not doing that, because people, as ages go by, people are going to church less and less, regardless of if they say they believe in God or not. Not as many people are churched these days. So when you take that out.
Fizz up. That's why. Knowledge yourself is up. When these religions first came into existence, do you know the sort of things they used to do? They used to eat people. That's what the Christians used to do in Spain, right? And the Crusades. You can look, do some research on the Crusades, you know, and then you'll know that. And when Arab Islam came to Africa, they forced us to be into Islam as well. If we didn't comply, we would die. See, when you hear all that jihad talk,
but that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about here now in the United States. What I'm talking about is we had a system in place from a church standpoint. If you're going to talk about the churches, that was put there that helped. Now, not to say it was the answer, and I don't think putting it back is the total answer.
Is that you're telling me, sister, that the church helped blacks out of slavery? Because the church ain't done nothing for blacks but hustle us and steal our money.
You're wrong, Supreme. You're completely wrong.
What? Yeah, what, you trying to tell me that the church helped us get our freedom? It was Abraham Lincoln, but he needed some sort.
No,
he
I'm saying that the church it supported a system of community, because now I don't know my neighbors, because we don't go to church together. We don't. There's no activities that we do together. We don't. I mean, it's not the same. There was a time when everyone knew everybody because we communicated together. We went to church together. Now it's not like that anymore. People don't know each other for real. Everybody stays in their own corner of the world doing their own thing. And there was a time when it wasn't like that. Now, is that the complete answer? No, it's not. But I think that doing something to at least replace that, where people know each other, they help each other, They work together. If we're not going to go in the direction of putting prayer in school, which I'm not advocating, I think we need to do something.
But don't you think, sister, that we need to be more honest about having courses of asking kids how to deal with conflict, asking, you know, maybe it comes all the way to education. Maybe we need to teach our kids it's not right to just react and just decide to have a gun or whatever and just go there. We need to teach people how to deal with conflict. We need to teach kids to have confidence in themselves. We need to teach them the truth. That life
is hard. The problem with that, and I mean, I'm not against that. The problem with that is that's a class. Okay, when children learn how to read, they don't learn how to read in a class. You learn how to read when you're sitting at home with your parents on a day, what you're doing from day to day. It's a life. It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes a way of doing things. You practice with your little kids when you're riding down the road. That word says stop. You don't get that in 45 minutes in one day or a couple of days sitting in a classroom. That's why we talk about the community. It's not going to be just one thing. We're not going to solve all the answers by sending everybody to an hour course and thinking now everybody's going to be happy. No, because you might have kids out there that have had 15 years of turmoil and heartache going on, but nobody noticed it. Why? Because nobody ever really sits down and talks to them. And you're not going to get that in the classroom.
I agree with you with that. We need to have more parents and more people. We're going to come in a generation that more and more people are getting stressed, and this is going to be nothing. It's going to be more and more this. Until we sit down.
We got to know who the devil is, right?
Sister,
they need to go under self-evaluation, white folk, because their history is written in blood, and all these people do is do more and more wickedness. As this system closes up, they're trying to make it more civilized. They're trying to take away the weapons and stuff. These devils are going to get worse and worse because they're not civilized people. You see?
And I disagree with that. I don't think it's a question of civil. I don't think it's a question of white or black. I think it's a question.
I think it's
a question of psychology. I think it's a question a lot of young people lost hope. A lot of young people don't believe what they have. A lot of young people heard the story and say, I can't even get a job after I finish college, and where am I going to find that job? And once you take out the hope of people, they're going to do crazy things. Once you take out the choice.
Exactly. And that
you take out the
hope
of some other nation, don't be surprised what happens. That's one thing you don't want to do.
And that is exactly, for some people, that's exactly the hole that church fills for some people. Even if there are people that go to church for no other reason but just to have somebody else to hang around. They go there, it has nothing to do with God at all. They go there because guess what? Through the regular course of the week, all they do is go to work and go home. And their whole day is planned around, when I go to church, I'm going to see sister so-and-so and brother so-and-so, and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And
that's
if you
true.
Take that away, then what do they have?
That's true. It's a sense, a lot of people feel it's a sense, like she said, a community, and I do agree some people need that sense of community. But the kids, when the way they reacted, I'm telling you, this show this morning when Dr. Phil did that, and the two kids and the parents were shocked, and he went to the list. You don't listen to your kids. You don't spend time with your kids. You put them in front of an Xbox. You don't encourage them. You accept bullying from your class, and then you're surprised at the consequence?
Man, we will understand, right? Until we get out of the devil's world, until you guys get out of America as people, we as black people get out of UK, this is always going to happen. We need to have our own country, our own world, where this stupidness won't happen, these madness.
I'm tired of hearing so-called black folk always talking about the devil and the white devil and this and that. You know who's the problem? We our own damn problem, Supreme. Once we start owning up to what we aren't doing or need to be doing, then we can't blame anybody else.
Because
we brought it on our dang own self. So I'm tired of hearing that. I'm trying to hear it, Stan. I mean, Supreme, because it gets old after a while. You see what I'm saying? It gets old. We need to take responsibility for our dang old selves and do what we need to do to keep our children out of jail, out the prisons.
And that's what I'm saying.
Don't blame nobody else. Blame who's responsible. Us, the parents, the black community. That's who's to blame.
The shooting was done by a white child, right? It wasn't a black child. You've never seen a black person just open up 100 rounds, kill his mum, and kill all the school children. That don't really happen that much with black people.
Well, Supreme, I'm sorry to say, you see black kids taking a gun and shooting people for a gang. You see that, but you'll never hear it in the news. But trust me not, you'll see it. Trust me not, in New York, you'll see black people shooting some other black people and having no problem doing that. So don't think because you don't hear in the news that it has nothing to do with black and white. It has to do with our mentality.
Back to that. Now, at the end of the day, white folk, they legalized their wars to go to places like Syria, Iraq, and all these other places. People all the time. But just legalize that shit. That's the difference between them.
I don't think Supreme has nothing to do with black and white. And by the way, that shooter didn't care black and white. That shooter came with a gun and didn't say, "Oh, you're a black child, I'm not going to kill you. Oh, you're a white child, I'm not going to kill you. You're a German child, I'm not going to kill you." He shot everybody that he thought he needed to shot. So if a black kid was there, you're dead. He didn't care about black, white, Muslim, not Muslim, Christian, not Christian, whatever. As a kid, you were dead.
No, you're trying to...
Everybody that he, until he got mad and he killed himself.
No. You just went somewhere and you just had to say that black folk killed folk. And I'm trying to answer that as well. And I'm trying to ask that the white man goes to war, he legalizes his war, and he killed innocent people, dispossessed people off the land, plus the children.
Supreme, you all over the place on this one, bro.
But Supreme, this is not a white stuff or a black stuff. This is a mentality of the nation that we have here. This is not a white thing or a black thing. This is a mentality that we have here, and we have to take responsibility. This is not, and I agree with you, Eric. I'm so sick of us black people always blaming the white people for everything that we do and everything, and then, oh, it's the white person. No, it's not. No, it's not. Not this shit.
It's always black and white, brother. It's always black and white. It's always been
black. No, it's not. Not for me, Eric. Not for me, Supreme. It's not black and white. I don't see black and white. I see either you're a great human being or you're not. Either you're good to me or you're not. I don't see black and white. And I met black people who are evil, and I met white people who are good. I have a lot of white friends, and I have a lot of black friends also. And it's not black and white. I don't care your color.
Well, I guess I had to come back in and help defend Supreme. I actually believe he's absolutely right.
You think it has something to do with black and white?
Well, I think the analysis that Supreme is giving you, I don't think.
Wait a minute. Now, you in Michigan, right?
Yeah.
You in Michigan. Yeah. Okay, I can't get you like I want to. Let's see.
You want to go to a city where there's black on black crime, right?
Chicago.
Right. Black on black crime, right?
Black on black crime. Ain't no white folk up in there. We killing each other.
Yeah, but that's another
reason
why.
But there is no but in that.
No, but you listen, allow me to explain.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. When you see a situation like that, this is what science says. If you see one black man shoot another black man in the head, then you deal with that one black man. But science said if you see 10 of them doing it or 1,000 of them doing it and it's a pattern, that means there's a systematic problem. And so when you have a systematic problem, you don't look at the individual, you look at the system. Now, that's deeper than – that's why I said Supreme is deeper than you all. It's like you saying – ain't nobody telling him to wear his pants around his ass, right?
That's right.
That's a correct statement when you're looking at one man with his pants half off his ass. But if there's 1,000 of them doing it, that means it's a culture. So you look into the culture to see what's causing that.
Okay, so what's causing it?
You don't go round up all 1,000 other men and say, "Oh, you got them pants up."
This the point. This is the point right here. Is the culture pulling the trigger?
Of course.
So, you know, everybody keeps saying it's the culture. Is this? Is that? No. is doing it to
I
ourselves.
I said if you're going to analyze it to see where the problem is and you're trying to fix it, I said
uh-huh.
you look into the system first.
Okay.
If that was the case, if that was the case, man.
Here we go.
If that was the case, let's just send somebody around.
You cannot fix it from the top.
From the top.
You can't fix it from the top. If you're talking about analyzing, listen to what I'm saying now. Listen to what I'm saying. You cannot fix it from the top. That means you have to start at the bottom where the problem is.
Well, I didn't say the top or bottom. I said the system.
Right,
now,
yeah,
there are many points into a system. Now, where you got top and bottom from, I don't know.
Because any system, there's a top and a bottom to a system, right?
Okay.
There's a hierarchy somewhere.
Okay.
So you can't kill it from the top because the bottom is still working. You got to hit the body, get the body first, start it below and work up.
If you really listen to what they were saying, then you know
brother.
What I'm saying. but
I know what I'm saying.
The analysis that Supreme is giving you, man, is not from the, what do you call that, looking directly at, you know, okay, here we go. Let me give you another example. If you look at if a ball grows up on your arm, right, with pus and shit coming out of it, well, you don't go get a knife and scrape the damn bulge off your arm and say you cured it. That came from inside of you somewhere. You got to see what caused this thing to grow in me. You don't just go get a knife and cut it off at the top.
But
so that's the analysis I'm trying to give you. Supreme is giving you an analysis from the dysfunctions in the black community.
But Mathieu, if we're going there, how come I don't have the reaction of taking a gun and shooting people?
Huh?
If we're going to your example, how come I don't? I'm a black man living in New York doing whatever, and I never thought in my mind to just take a gun.
Did you
and
just
shoot
hear what
black.
I said, man?
And you don't know right from ethics, neither.
Of course I know right from wrong.
I don't think you're.
Go ahead.
Like, I don't think you know ethics, right from wrong.
So, what's the problem in our system? Are you saying I'm a special case? Are you saying I have something special, or are you saying it's our system?
Look at history, Stan.
He's not using that as part of his analysis, Supreme. That's why he can't see what you're saying.
So
he's not using it.
Let's go to the history and everything. So you're saying in our history, we were there to take a gun and shoot people?
Okay, let me try it this way, Stan. The issue that we just brought up of black-on-black violence, how old is that in the sense of where it is now? You got between, I think it's 18 years old and maybe 26. That's where most of the black-on-black violence is coming from. How
That's
old
right.
is this phenomenon?
I wouldn't say it's that old.
Okay, so it's fairly new, right?
Yeah, it's fairly new.
Okay, so can you conclude this, that black-on-black violence in the way that we know it now didn't always be a problem, right? Is it fair to say that?
Yeah, it's fair to say that. But the drug thing. The drug
18th century, Stan. Stan, there's been white serial killers since the late 18th century.
Of course I know that.
I'm not saying that white folks should go under a moral psych treatment. All of them need that. Because they've done in history. All of them done. Since you've been alive, Stan, I know you're a young man like me. Have you ever known the European not to be at war with anyone? Or your country, have you ever known at any time since I've been alive, I have not known a European to not be at war with somebody.
And that's a correct statement. See, if you know history, that it's almost like he has a nature of warfare in him. And that ain't just coming off the top of my head. It's a historical fact.
Okay. All right. I see. We
yeah.
Okay. We you know what? We gonna have to continue this tomorrow. I see it now. I'm not running. Trust me. Oh, I'm not running. That's one thing you'll never see is the back of my ass. Okay. I'm coming at you face first, hands up. We gonna go at it. Cause I'm a man, baby.
Hey, Mathieu.
Anyway,
Mathieu, don't forget tomorrow we have to tell Jeff that without the Bible.
Man, I'm through with Jeff. Jeff is schizophrenic.
All right, y'all. But I'm gonna say thank you for a great show.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah. All right, see y'all
right,
tomorrow.
Bye, Supreme. Bye.
All right, y'all. Ooh, Lord, it's been a good one. Hey, but you know what? I got one thing to say though. one last thing to say. See, I'm muting them now so they can't retort. Anyway, check this out. You know, the problem black-on-black crime, you know, it ain't started. It didn't just start, but it has gotten a whole lot worse. So, yeah, we need to look at that. As far as the part about, oh, Lord have mercy, the part about God and Christianity and whatever, you know what, they can say what they want to, but in the words, as for me and mine, y'all know the rest of it, right? Okay. All right, y'all. Well, you know what? I'm about to get up out of here. Hey, just remember, give that special someone a hug. Make sure you say, you tell them you love them, you miss them, you appreciate them, whatever you got to do. Just make sure you let them know something. You know, you're thinking about them, okay? Don't go home and beat them up now. That's not letting them know that, okay? Because I know some of y'all probably got that idea. Anyway, I want to thank them. Mr. Solution Stan, me too, Low, if he didn't say anything, Leah, A-Nav, let's see, did I miss anybody? Everybody in on the line listening, chat room, hey, appreciate a great show, y'all. Until tomorrow, we're going to pick it up right where we left it at today. I'll see y'all then. I'm out of here.